We're back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor.
Woo!
We got more rules.
We should just start. Like, you should just, when we log on to this thing, you should just hit record right away and hear what we talk about beforehand and then say, all right, let's get into the show.
I don't think we should do that. Yeah, I want to do this for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Like longer than a week.
That's what you know what? We need to have like a bar night one night and visit with some of the fans, like have one here locally, like a meet and greet type deal. And then we can tell them what we talk about off the air.
Or we have like a private one that you have to sign an NDA.
Yes.
If you share it, you owe us $1 million.
Yes. There's no. Yeah. We'll do that.
Get canceled clause.
Yes. No doubt.
We're joking. We're going to talk about rules today because the NCAA is, they've proposed a new rule, and I got to give them credit. You know, usually they move kind of slow, but they rammed through the whole ghost transfer rule like super fast. Like, so that's a rule now. Like, they voted on it, got it done. In other words, if anybody tries to do the whole ghost transfer thing, is some stiff penalties. And we talked about that on a previous show. But the new one feels like a step in the right direction to me. I don't think you necessarily like it that much. There is one exception I'd like to see made, but I'm going to run it by you, Ben, and put it out there. They have not voted on this. This is a proposal, and we'll see what happens. But essentially what they want to have happen is no red shirts, no waivers. 5 years, period. Okay. And what they're going to do is make it actually a window too. So it's not like you just get 5 years and, you know, if you tear an ACL and you don't play that year, like it extend, you know, that doesn't count as a year. It's a 5-year window. It starts from either your 19th birthday or your high school graduation, whichever one comes first. So when you graduate high school, you got 5 years. No exceptions. Now, there's no red shirt in there, so you could play football for 5 years if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I like a lot of it. You don't seem to like it, so you tell me how you feel about it.
Mine is the window part.
Okay.
The graduation. Talk to me about it. The graduation or the 19 years old.
Okay.
Because I told you there are some kids, and this is a very rare, and maybe they make this an exception because this isn't something that happens all the time. But I told you I'm a big proponent because in a small school like I went to, my dad had athletes that weren't good enough to play or needed development, and they went military, put in their 4 years, and then they actually walked on and played sports later on in life at the age of like 22 because their GI Bill was paying for their education.
Dang.
So this would nicks them from being able to do that. And if this were to happen, so if they threw that exception in there, I'm really okay with the window. But if it's military service or something that's kind of uncontrollable, such as, I don't know, if their parent, like death in the family or something like that, where they got to take like a quote unquote
sabbatical.
Like a sabbatical, like gap year and then come back and do it that way. So I think that a black and white version of it, of them saying, hey, graduation or 19, I think there needs to be an exception thrown in there for some circumstances outside of that. And as I said, that's not every student that, you know, you see those stories that come about where they're like, you know, this person enlisted. And when they got back, they walked on at wide receiver at, you know, at South Carolina at the age of 22 because they were a freshman then and played till they were 26 because they weren't like NFL ready, but they still were able to get 4 years of college in and do it as a walk-on because the GI Bill paid for their education. So even somebody like South Carolina wouldn't have to use scholarship dollars on them because the government's already paying for their education while they're there. So
yeah,
I would like to see that take place, like an exception put in there where 19 or graduation, unless you do this, because
that also
goes for some of those European players, Kyle, because
that's a question right there.
Because some European countries, they're required to put 2 years of service in. And so they can't go to college at 18 or 19 because they have to put their 2 years of. Now, their military service is a little different because I got a buddy that is from Sweden. And when he did it, his service was he worked in an accounting department. So he basically did an apprenticeship as an accountant for his 2 years of service.
Yeah, I don't know how serious the Swedish military actually is.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I think it's mostly us.
Yes.
Anyway, all right. But all right, let's still go that way.
He was required to do that before he.
Now, let's break this up. Let's break this up into three parts. Okay. Because I think you got. Okay. Let's break this. To me, there's like three scenarios to talk about. Okay. Let's talk about American first, and then we'll talk about overseas. So, one exception I feel like should be if you go to junior college or something like that out of high school. Now, I don't know if you should get the full 3 years. If you go to junior college for, If you go to junior college for 2 years, like, I don't know if you just auto get two more years tacked on. Maybe you get one, but from a late bloomer perspective, from a non-qualifier perspective, like, I feel like JUCO straight out, there's got to be some kind of wiggle room there. If you go in the middle of your career, so like, let's say you fell out or you transfer, you want to transfer, but you can't go anywhere good, so you drop down to JUCO, like, that to me falls in your window.
Yeah, that falls in your window.
What do you think about that?
No, I'm totally with you on that. If you go to Auburn for 2 years and you're not seeing the field,
yeah,
and you're like, hey, I want to move closer to home, so I'm going to go to, you know, junior college and play, and, you know, and live at my house with my parents, and then all of a sudden you have a stellar year and you start getting calls from Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi State, and you decide to go back up. Well, that year you played at junior college count towards your five. I'm sorry, but that's you're in the window. I'm with you if it's an underdeveloped person or tough to qualify person, because listen, sometimes it's not only on the student athlete. Some of these school systems that are around, and you know, and I'm not going to talk about like Lee County. I'm going to talk about like the state as a whole, because we've got some school systems that don't necessarily
struggle. Yeah.
Yeah, they struggle, and that's just due to lack of funding where they are, being small. So if they need to go to JUCO to get their grades up to come in, they ought not to be penalized for that.
Let me ask you this: Do you give them the full 2 years as a they don't count, or would you say you get one?
They can't play there more than I guess they could, but they're generally not going to play there more than 2 years. So yeah, if that 2 years, I wouldn't count it if they go at. They graduate at 18 and play while they're 18, 19, and as soon as they turn 20, then they go to a school, then your five-year plan starts at 20 because you spent your 2 years at JUCO against what is not competition and compared to, I don't know, SEC, ACC, you know, if you want to talk about major conferences.
And the argument there is legitimate. Like, you're not – you're not going to make NIL money.
No.
In JUCO. So should you – that five-year window is pretty precious. Should you have to, you know, essentially trash it, and then now you only get 3 years versus the full five? Like, there is an argument there. It's not just trying to get people extra years. It's like it's based on the money and the earning – potential. I don't know how I feel about giving 2 years, but maybe if you get an additional year, like something like that. To me, that would give you ample time. So that would give you 2 years in JUCO, a warm up season, and then you got 3 years to play. Like that to me, yeah, that would be 6 years, right? Two years in JUCO, one of them won't count against you. Then you got 5 years. So essentially you got 6 years to play, 2 years warm-up season. Then you got three seasons where you should be like kind of caught up, I guess. Right. I'd be cool with that. Do you think that's fair?
No, I think that's fair.
Or do you want to give them the full two? Like, just give them.
I'm still okay with giving them the full two. I mean, if you go and you play, because I can think about, you know, back home LBW baseball. Like,
it's 25. You'd be 25 if you run the whole seven.
Those guys playing LBW baseball playing 2 years, they're not going to play anywhere near the competition.
You know, that's a really good conversation too, because baseball JUCO is not like football JUCO.
No, no.
Baseball JUCO is a lot more. That changes that. That would change things. It almost would have to be like a by sport.
It's going to have to be by sport, I would think.
Because you can go to JUCO in baseball and you don't have to stay the three. So a lot of times guys like Bryce Harper did this, didn't he? He went JUCO for 1 year so he could – what did he do? Am I right? He did something where – because if you go JUCO, you can immediately go to the – you can immediately go into the draft after. You're not bound to the 3 years.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so you're right.
What did Bryce Harper do?
I think he was under the window before they did that. Kind of like that's kind of
no. He
like,
went JUCO though. I thought. I don't think he went. Let me look it up really quick while you talk.
It just it is going to have to be a by sport thing because also I can tell you this: there are JUCO players that could play.
Okay, this is what he did. This is what he did. Okay. He enrolled early in high school, like he graduated high school early and enrolled in JUCO. So the last seat, so in other words, it accelerated him being able to get into the draft. So he enrolled in JUCO essentially what would have been his senior year in high school and just went straight to the draft. Not necessarily the same thing I'm talking about, but there could be some things you have to work around with baseball because baseball JUCO is just different. It's much more like legit than football
JUCO. It really is. I mean, you go to a JUCO baseball practice and you see what we saw with that Mississippi JUCO college a few years ago, you know, that was on Netflix, and you're like, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, you're talking about two different monsters there.
You mentioned something earlier that I want to talk about, and it's overseas players, and we'll talk about that in just a second because I think that's a good conversation. Before we do that, buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people and do business with them everywhere. We're building a network of Auburn-owned, Auburn fan-owned businesses, and we want to promote them out there for the you listeners and other Auburn fans to work with. It doesn't matter if you need an insurance agent in Huntsville, if you need a real estate agent in Mobile, you want to go to a restaurant in Atlanta, we hope eventually we're going to have somebody for you that's an Auburn fan or an Auburn alumni in all of those places. So do business with Auburn people, start the movement, buy Auburn, and also aushirts.com. You can get all the gear from all the shows at the barn, all the sayings, all the funny stuff we talk about. We talked about it yesterday. I'm working on getting this on a T-shirt. The Nate Oates is a scumbag. New love styles it. Are going to be added probably weekly. Show us some love over there as well. AUShirts.com. Ben, there it is. Nate Oates is a scumbag. You can't see it if you're listening, but the logo's on the screen right now. That's what's going to be on a T-shirt. That's fantastic.
Yes.
That's absolutely fantastic. Ben, you – I don't think the military thing is going to be that big of a deal. I don't necessarily see like a ton of college.
I think that they would grant them an injunction. As I said, that's something that is not very prevalent.
Yeah.
I think it's prevalent in like smaller schools because you see guys that may go to like North Dakota State that put in 4 years of military service and go to a place like that. Yeah. Buddy of mine did that and he played down at Ocala. That was what he did is he went military and then played.
I just don't know how many of those guys are going to be that desirable.
They're not at a level like an Auburn or a Georgia or an Alabama.
Yeah.
They are desirable at D3 and D2 schools. Or what I call
but at them. That point in time, are you necessarily – is NIL even really – I don't know. To me,
I mean,
that's such a small amount.
Freeman was on NIL at LMU.
That's such a small amount of people, though. Well, he wasn't in the military either. Like he was.
No, but I'm saying like there's still NIL capability, like you know, possibilities there at those levels, depending on the alums. Again, that's why
the bigger conversation is overseas players.
Yes,
because those guys, and I think that's why they threw in 19th birthday or high school graduation, because sometimes those, some of those countries over there, they don't necessarily have a high school graduation like we do, where it's like K through 12. Nope. And a lot of times, there's a guy that Auburn's looking at right now, specifically in basketball. He's been playing professional basketball since he was 16, because they don't necessarily have high school sports either. It's like a lot of club teams and things like that. So that is going to be interesting, because you look at Auburn, Narcisse Noy, I think he's what, 21? And so is Jovich, I think, also when they came over. Jovich, so in theory, Jovich would only have 3 years, I guess, here.
Two years after this year, because he was 21 again. So he had 2 years. His 19th and 20th year were burned. He played his third year, so he don't have 2 years left.
Yeah, and then same thing with, you know, Narcisse. Mm-hmm. Now, he actually only has – he was only given 2 years somehow. So I don't know necessarily where that came from.
I read up on that. That's a rule the NCAA instituted. It depends on basically how much money you make. So the more you make
– money you've made so
the money,
far.
Money you've made, they start taking off years. And so he made enough that they docked him too. However, Steven and the staff are working on petitioning for that third, which if he's good enough, I don't know that he'll be here the third anyway. Yeah. But they're petitioning for the third.
Just if he gets a third, we're probably in trouble.
Yeah.
We need him to be one or two and done.
He didn't quite work out if he gets that third.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We need to be one or two.
But I'm with you. You bring up a good point, because I know we're talking about basketball and we're talking about football and we're talking about like the major sports, but you see soccer players like that all the time, Kyle, overseas, that sign contracts when they're like 12.
Okay, we got to talk about the big three. I don't care about soccer.
No, I know, but I'm saying they play by the same rules as the other big three. Like it, you know, and so there are guys that are signing. If a kid from Dakar, Senegal is 7 foot, like Mamadou Ndiaye was, they're signing him to a contract at 12. So he's making money from 12 until he finally gets released to come over here and play college basketball. And so, how are they going to – and I know that they implemented the 19 thing, but, you know. But
I guess it would just be that. It's less about – to me, it's less about it's less about that and more about how they do sports growing up. Like, there are some European countries where, you know, they don't have a ninth grade team. You know, right. They don't necessarily have a, you know, junior varsity. You know, you pretty much, when you're 16, 17, 18, if you're good enough, you start playing pro sports. So, like, they may not start playing basketball until later. So, then you're getting into the discussion of, like, should we even care? Like, is that our responsibility to have a window that fits the whole world? I think that's a fair conversation.
No, I agree.
Does the NCAA represent the whole world, or do they represent like American institutions? But and even you know even what we got that, the window, and if you don't fit in it, sorry, you just don't fit in it, kind of
thing. So let me ask you this: I guess that's another reason the 19 was put in, because forget the European countries. What about the IMG academies or the team that Auburn High played this past year? That's just a traveling football team. Like, they don't have like a high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not – they're just a they're club football team that travels and plays different teams all over the country. And
they do just enough to satisfy themselves as a school, I guess.
Yeah, to satisfy the academic portion of it. So, I guess that's why you go with the 19, because what if you got a kid that's been playing for this team that Auburn High played that may be 20 years old, but he's not a senior because – they don't really have a classification. He's playing on a club football team.
Do they really have those? There was 20-year-olds playing against Auburn High?
They were like 19-year-olds already, which meant they probably should have been graduated. So they'll be 20 by the time the end of their season finished, they were going to be 20.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, that to me, that's why the 19's in there. Yeah. So some kids get held back. Some kids have weird birthdays. And, that's fine. Like my son has a June birthday, So if we would have held him back, he would have turned 19, like literally right at graduation, basically. You know, yeah, he'll turn 19.
That's the same with my daughter who's got a July birthday. Like everybody asked her, are you gonna hold her back? And I was like, no, she qualified. Like she's I don't expect her to be the next superstar athlete. So we're just gonna go ahead and put her in school.
But to me, you gotta have the high school portion, graduating high school or 19, because of guys like, think about like Omar. Like Omar could play college if it was 19 was the hard cutoff. Like Omar could play college football for like 7 years.
Yeah.
If you think about it. So then you're like, hey, let's go rack up on early enroll, like guys that reclassify, and like you're starting to kind of pressure that. So it's
that if they implement mine in your junior college rule.
Yeah, but I mean he could play. I mean, if they didn't count high school graduation,
yeah,
he could play D1 for 7 years. Like it's for 7 years, not JUCO for two and then
You know,
D1 for seven. So the European thing or overseas thing is interesting.
I just don't know.
I think there's going to be some pushback, but you know, I don't. At the end of the day, though, I know Auburn's benefiting from it. But at the end of the day, like, is that America's? Is that the NCAA's responsibility to be the governing body for college athletics for the whole world?
Well, you just look at the NCAA tournament. You know, they when you look at the names and you hear, because everybody's focusing on Auburn because of Jovich and because of
Illinois was like all European.
Exactly. That's exactly what, and they hung their hat on that. Like they had like three. I forgot what they called. They had like a nickname for them. Florida had two on there.
Yeah.
So you had all these players all over the country that are coming from those lists. So there's going to be a ton of pushback on the European thing because all these guys are over 20 years of age. Every one of them, as freshmen and sophomores, they're all over 20.
Wasn't Michigan's team like average like 24 years old or something like that? Michigan basketball team age average.
Well, heck, look at Auburn last year, their Final Four team, Kyle.
We were old.
5 years.
They were 19.75. Okay. I thought they were older than that.
Well, that's because they had a couple of freshmen that but still there's going to be pushback on the European thing because there's so many teams benefiting. Everybody loves to focus. This is the Auburn show. They're looking at Jovich. They're looking at Ngoy. They're looking at – but if you look at the teams that just participated in the NCAA tournament, just about everybody had a European player on there.
Yeah.
So that's going to affect more than just Auburn. It's going to affect everybody. And I think there's going to be some pushback by institutions towards the NCAA.
I agree. So we'll see how that thing works out. My guess is this doesn't get passed. that's my guess. I don't know that this is going to go through. There's too many exceptions.
There's too many variables that they need to. It's like I told you when we discussed this on a previous pod about the Tommy Tuberville legislation that he wanted.
Yeah.
That's great that he wanted the 5 years and the one free transfer. But it's not that black and white. Like, you got to come up with some more stuff within that legislation that makes some exceptions for some other things. So that's great that the NCAA has got a starting point for this, for the 5 years, high school graduation or 19. However, I think the NCAA needs to go back to the drawing board and go, hey, this is probably not going to be pushed through, so let's make some exceptions on this, this, and this. And there's going to be have some. They're going to have to dig their heels in on some stuff, because I'm going to be honest with you, Kyle. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're benefiting now. I think it's a little unfair nationally for 22-year-olds to be able to come over from Europe and play as a freshman. And
I don't necessarily disagree,
because that's 4 years of experience they've gotten after high school that all the rest of these kids haven't had. So, but now, while we're completely legal and under the rule of doing it correctly, all for it. Especially if Narcisse goes out there and averages a double double a game next year, I don't care if he's 25 years old. I'm all
fired up. I love it. Ben, man, I appreciate you, brother. We'll talk again soon. Got practice tomorrow, another practice window. Yes. Then we got A-Day next week. It's coming in. It's coming, man.
No.
No TV. Have you heard that yet? No,
I haven't heard that, but I'm probably going to be back in Birmingham babysitting my daughter who's left
home. You mean your wife who's going to be?
Well, both. I'll be babysitting my wife and my daughter.
Good deal. Stay tuned with us. We'll be back tomorrow. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.